Theodorus van Gogh was a Dutch art dealer born in 1857 in the village of Groot Zundert in the Netherlands. His elder brother was the artist Vincent van Gogh. Theo worked for years with various art dealers and developed into a very successful art dealer himself. By 1884, he was transferred to the Paris head office of a major art dealer named Boussod and Valadon. Beginning in the winter 1880-1881, he began sending painting materials as well as monthly financial support to his brother Vincent, who was then living in the Netherlands. Theo married in Amsterdam in 1889. He and his wife had a son, whom they named Vincent. Theo's unfailing financial and emotional support allowed his brother to devote himself entirely to his painting. Theo is widely known for his influence on his brother. However, this often overshadows the significant impact that Theo himself had on the world of art as a renowned art dealer. He played a crucial role, it seems, in the introduction of contemporary Dutch and French art to the public. Theo's health deteriorated in the months after the death of Vincent, which happened in 1890, and Theo himself died at the age of 33, just 6 months after Vincent. Theo died in 1891. The two are buried side by side at Auvers-sur-Oise at the wish of his widow, Joanna, so that the brothers could lie together eternally. Theo had nothing like the fame of his brother, and yet his support of Vincent was what allowed Vincent to be the painter that he was. In all of our lives, we know people who work quietly in the background, but whose input is vital, though perhaps unnoticed. I think, too, of the example of Saint Joseph, the worker, and his role in the story of our salvation. There is not one recorded word of his in sacred scripture. Joseph followed God's will closely in taking Mary home as his wife. And when the angel came again to tell him that his family was in danger, he immediately left everything he owned, family, friends, and fled to a strange country with his young wife and baby. He waited in that country, Egypt, until the angel told him it was safe to go back. Joseph's concern was for the safety of the child, and upon return from Egypt, he settled in the obscure town of Nazareth. We also know that Joseph treated Jesus as his own son, and the people of Nazareth would say of Jesus, "Is not this the son of Joseph the carpenter?" Joseph followed God's commands in going to Jerusalem to have Jesus circumcised. We are told that he took his family to Jerusalem every year for the Passover, something that could not have been easy for a working man. And yet, all of this is done quietly. St. Teresa of Avila, in her autobiography, speaks about St. Joseph and says, "I took from my patron and Lord the glorious St. Joseph and recommended myself earnestly to him. I saw clearly that both out of this, my present trouble, and out of others of greater importance relating to my honour and the loss of my soul, this my Father and Lord delivered me and rendered me greater services than I knew how to ask for. I cannot call to mind that I have ever asked him for anything which he has not granted, and I am filled with amazement when I consider the great favours which God has given me through this blessed saint, the dangers from which he has delivered me both of body and soul." Perhaps these words of St. Teresa will inspire us today. Theo van Gogh was born in 1857, 164 years ago on this day.